10 past 4, Stevie Wonder and Sunshine of My Life. You're listening to RNIB's Insight Radio, and you've got myself, Alan Russell, and Richard Garwood joining me from our Edinburgh studios with you through until 7 o'clock today. You've got sport coming up later, a bit of footy for you there, some transfer news, and if you like your showbiz, we'll be taking a look at the new A-Team movie premiered yesterday, and we'll have plenty more for you between now and 7 o'clock. Now, fundraising. We've been talking about it over the past week, various organisations looking to raise more money to help their service users. Fight for Sight is one organisation which gives grants and funding into eye research, but like many charities, they fundraise as well, so they look for help when it comes to ideas for getting the cash in. And what about a cycle ride? Not just any cycle ride though, John O'Groats to Land's End, or Land's End to John O'Groats. They're popular. Well, they were taken up by some intrepid cyclists, and we've got a couple of them on the phone now. We've got John Greenwood, who is a professor at UCL Institute of Ophthalmology, and we also have Alex Monroe, who is a jewellery designer as well. Thank you both for joining me today.
Hi, Alan. Thank you.
Now, this is interesting because you guys undertook this challenge for Fight for Sight. Alex, I mean, sorry, I'll start with John first of all, actually. You work in the field of eye care, so was it a bit of an obvious choice for you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm passionate about research into the causes and treatment of eye disease, and Fight for Sight are really the sort of premier charity that fund this sort of work. You know, for many years they've been engaged in funding work into the basic mechanisms of eye disease and trying to identify, you know, new targets for therapy. So it was very natural for me to want to do it for that charity.
Is it difficult to find funding for research projects then when it comes to the eye?
It is, actually. I mean, strangely enough, unlike lots of other areas of medical research, the eye has been sort of not a particularly popular area, first for researchers to go into, but secondly for people to sort of fund. So again, Fight for Sight have played a very important part in providing, you know, filling that gap.
And instead we have Alex as well with us. So Alex, how did you get involved?
Well, it was one of those crazy things where we were sitting in the pub, me and John, and we'd had a pint or two, and I'm sort of passionate about this partly because I'm a jeweler, but also because I've had lots of problems with my eyes, and it turns out that some of the problems with my eyes are the sort of things that John's been researching into. I've had the experience of having to stand at the bus stop, and a bus comes along, and I have to ask someone, excuse me, you know, could you tell me what number that says on the front of the bus, because I haven't been able to read it. So eyes, not only because I'm a jeweler, but also because I have trouble with my eyes. That's the thing. That's something that I've been keen on trying to help out with. And it was one of those things, you know, go to the pub, have a drink, come up with a crazy idea, and then a few months later, you find yourself, you know, sitting on a bike, setting off. It was so fun.
John, what did you think when Alex suggested the bike ride then?
Well, first of all, I thought maybe we'll do something, you know, down to Brighton. but my son had just embarked on a cycle down to the south of southern Europe, so I thought, can't let him sort of you know, overshadow me. So we thought about the Land's End to John O'Groats rather foolishly, but there you go. That's how we decided.
What about the training, Alex? Were you out getting set and limbering up, or
we were like comedy athletes. We'd take a little cycle ride in South London, and there was a couple of hills. You know, we'd cycle up a hill and go, and then we'd go down the pub and drink lots of beer and go, oh yes, we've done the training. And when we, after that first day, we sort of looked at each other with shocked expressions. No one quite daring to say, I wish I had done more training before this. So we were very much part-time comedy trainers, really.
John, was it just both of you, or were there more in the group?
Well, we were joined by Lloyd Hutchinson, who's a Royal Shakespeare Company actor, who's another good friend of us. So the three of us did the whole trip, but on the way we were joined by a number of people, including Jeremy Bowen, the BBC correspondent, for one day, and a number of colleagues from my work on another day. So they sort of came out for the sort of Welsh Borders leg, which was great fun because it was nice relieving the monotony of my other two colleagues.
You're suggesting I'm boring.